From Cyworks in Winston-Salem, I'm Sean Fitzmaurice, and this is Cyworks Radio. Water is vital. Without it, there would be no life on Earth. It's not very reactive, so a molecule of a chemical can drift around in it and have a reaction with another molecule it never would have met. This was key to the evolution of life on Earth because chemicals had 4 billion years to party in the water before they sparked life. With that in mind, when was the last time you celebrated water?
We started Creek Week really to just kind of celebrate World Water Day. Get people excited about water, get them outside, doing some fun things, and hopefully learning some nerdy things along the way.
That's Wendy Hardup, Natural Resources Extension Agent at the North Carolina Cooperative Extension in Forsyth County. She's one of the coordinators of Creek Week. According to Hardup, 16% of the waterways here in North Carolina are somehow impaired. But comparatively, it's not as bad as it seems.
We're so lucky we've had the Clean Water Act come about, the Clean Air Act, because we used to dump all kinds of who knows what. Our creeks and rivers actually used to catch fire in some areas of the country. But really thinking about the health of our streams, that's subjective as well. Is it healthy for us? Is it healthy for the fish?
We don't have industries dumping chemicals into the rivers on purpose anymore. So what are some of the pollutants we deal with today?
Anything that's hanging out on our parking lots. We have the oil and grease that drips out of your car. I mean, just anything you can think of that's on the ground, if the water can start to pick it up and move it, it's going straight to our creeks. Temperature can actually pollute our streams. When the rainwater hits our parking lot on a really hot summer day, it's going to start to heat up that water and then it runs off into a storm drain to go to a creek. We actually have really great data that shows that our water temperatures raise significantly after a rain, especially in the summer.
This potential pollutant might not be on your radar.
Our systems for water treatment, they're really not able to handle any extra unwanted things that pass through our bodies. Or if you're just straight dumping your drugs, kind of can start to break down in our streams and rivers. And then our fish can consume it. And who knows what repercussions that can totally have on them. Appalachian State did a study on female hormones that were in the water. And I think it came from all the birth control pills used by the females on campus. Was something that they were finding in elevated levels.
Despite all this, our waterways are pretty healthy, but there are some simple steps we can take to help keep them that way.
If everybody really kind of thought about some of their actions that they were doing, read the labels on pesticides before you spread them. Same for fertilizers. When you over-apply fertilizers, you're over-applying nutrients that the plants can't necessarily take up. Then it just washes away and goes down into our creek. What that does is it starts to allow for plant growth to occur in our creeks and rivers. When it gets to our lake, then you get problems with algal growth. It can start to take up all the oxygen that's available under the water and make it so that the fish can't breathe. It can make it hard to use your boats on the pond because you've got lots and lots of other plants beginning to grow. Think about washing your car on your lawn instead of on the driveway. Think about ways that you could reduce use of water, planting plants that don't need to be overwatered, things that are meant to be here. Native plants are a really good choice. Making sure that your plants actually are in the right place. There's a little label that comes with the plant that you buy that tells you where it's happiest and put it there. Downspouts on your house. Direct the flow into your landscape instead of directing the flow onto concrete or into the storm drain. And those are all little small things that you can do that can really help because if everybody did it, it would make a really big difference.
Celebrate Creek Week for Scythe County with activities throughout the community, including at Cyworks. Link to them at cyworks.org. Find archived episodes of Cyworks Radio at wfdd.org. Cyworks Radio is a production of Cyworks and WFDD. Music by Storyman.